Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Keith Stove.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Live on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the suspension of duty on imports like cooking oil, maize meal, toothpaste, bath salt, rice, and others. The Zimbabwean government says this move is designed to ensure that people with access to free money can purchase these commodities in different nations.
Announcing the loosening of import regulations on basic commodities, Finance Secretary George Gwamatanga said this is in line with the recent announcement by Finance Minister that Zimbabweans are expected to have access to basic commodities amid the free fall of the Zimbabwe dollar.
The other goods that can be imported duty-free are flour, margarine, salt, sugar, milk powder, infant's milk formula, tea, petroleum jelly, laundry bar, and washing powder.
The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority has already put in the necessary legal instruments for the implementation of the new import scheme. Some Zimbabweans have welcomed the move, while others say it will only benefit those with foreign currency. The majority of Zimbabweans are living below the bread line. Prices of basic commodities have gone up in Zimbabwe, as the local currency is now trading at more than $400 for the United States dollar in the black market.
Ngombe masabazulu linda lakukona endawo zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje sikhuluma khona ukwethula ngukhulumende ukuthi abamsebenzelisa ukuthi bethenge impahla esijeneyo emazweni. So ke uyakulinisa ukuthi uthenge impahla le emazweni ungabhadali ukuthi ayi customs duty. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngempahla enjengempupu, i-cooking oil, i-toothpaste, i-bath soap, i-rice lokunye. So uhulumende usanda kubika ukuthi nxa umthele mali lokhu akubiza sithi i-free money, uyenelisa ukuthi uthenge impahla leyi emazweni atshiyeneyo. Ye, ukuthi kubikwa lokhu-ke unobhala omkhulu kunalokhu umabhalani we-Minister of Finance, uGeorge Gwamatanga, uthe lokhu-ke bakwenza kwenzisa abantu eZimbabwe babe nokudla ezindlini. Ezinye njalo impahla elakho ukuthi uzithenge i-flour, i-margarine, isawudo, ithukela, i-milk powder, i-infant milk formula, itiye, i-petroleum jelly, i-laundry bar soap, i-washing powder. Sikhuluma-ke iZimbabwe Revenue Authority kumbe iZimra zikhaleke ukuthi ilungise umthetho okumele utube khona. Ngathi vele siwulungisile. Njalo-ke kukhanya ngazani-ke kulabantu beZimbabwe bathi hayi uhulumende wenze kahle. Kube labanye abathi uhulumende lapha utshaya eceleni. So singazi ukuthi ukhabuka hamba njani njengoba abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bengasebenzi. Sikhuluma khona manje intengo yempahla etshiyeneyo iyakhuphuka okwamagama. Khuphula ukuthi-ke idola liyawa. Kanti sinqawu le dola elilodwa elakwele Melika kumele ube le 400 kumbe 400 and something khona phezulu yamaZimbabwe dola. So kukhanya-ke kunzima ku-black market nxa usithenga idola lelo. Kunjalo-ke Jonga khonokho-ke esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje.
Wongwadiwa wateriri nevatariri nasi uri musi wechitatu 18 Chivabvu kana kuti 18 May 2022 muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvemutemo wakaziviswa nehurumende kuburikidza nebazi rezvemari wekuti aiwa tambosimudza kana kubvisa mutemo unorambidza kupinzwa kwezvinhu zvakaita secooking oil, hupfu, mushonga wekugezesa mazino, toothpaste, sipo yekugezesa mupunga nezvimwe zvinofanira kunge zvichibhadharwa duty pakupinda nazvo pamiganhu. Hanzi mutemo uyu wambosuspendwa kana kusendekwa parutivi kwemwedzi mitanhatu kana kuti 6 months kuitira kurerutsa ndima, kuitira vana veZimbabwe vanga vachikwanisa kuwana zvavanoda zuva nezuva, atingati mabasic commodity. Mutemo uyu vanhu vari kuutambira zvakasiyana-siyana, vakawanda vari kuufarira, asi unenge uchitarisirwa kuti unge uchibatsira munhu anenge aine mari vanenge vaine mari dzavo dzekunze vakawanda vasina mari dzekunze vanototya kuti zvichange zvakudhura zvakanyanya munyika nokuti vanenge vatenga zviri kushaika munyika izvozvo vakazvitenga kunze kwenyika vachipinda nazvo munyika zvinoreva kuti vanenge vakuzozvitengesa nemutengo uri pamusoro kuitira kuti vanga vachiwana mari dzavo pamusoro pezvo kune vari kutyawo zvakare kuti mutemo iwoyu unogona kukanganisa makambani emunyika anogadzirawo zvigadzirwa izvozvo anga achigadzira zvigadzirwa izvo nokuti tinoona kuti mazuva apera hurumende yaidada kana kuzvirova dundundu ichitaura kuti iri kufadzwa nekuti muzvitoro maamane zvinhu zvinogadzirwa munyika zvinodarika 75% kana kuti kusvika pazvikamu makumi manomwe nezvishanu zvinenge zvakutengeswa muzvitoro asi taakuona zvakare vaakuti zvinhu zviri kunetsa zvinobvumidzwa kupinda munyika zvichireva kuti makambani anga achigadzira zvinhu zvaanogadzira upfu mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro vanogona kunge vaakurasikirwa nebhizinesi kana nemari sezvo vanhu vanenge vaakumhanyira zviri kubva kunze kwenyika dzimwe nguva zvinogona kunge zvakachipa zvichitengeswa zvichienzaniswa nezviri kutengeswa munyika ndo nyaya yatiri kuti kurukure nhasi Gibbs thank you so much.
Yes, let's start with what the Zimbabweans are saying in the diaspora. I've got a lady, Ketuwe Bebe, who lives in Botswana, who says many Zimbabweans back home won't benefit from what the government is saying. So let's get on the show and hear exactly what she's saying about some of the states.
Kui advantage yomuntini ofele ese diaspora like mina if I'm to buy here lapha although izinto sezidura nazo but kungcono kuba nama promotions here and there and I can target those promotions kui advantage ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi lami nxa sengihamba ekhaya sengingahamba nithwele but kui disadvantage kubo business person abaseZimbabwe labantu ordinary people abaseZimbabwe in the sense yokuthi kuzoba lelo kuzeni le high demand ye foreign currency yone ingekho ngoba umuntu osekhaya kathi simazi ngomuntu ose rural uzoqalisa ukuthi adinge ipula which is very difficult and kuzobulala i local currency ngamandla not only that kuzobulala futhi local industry ngamandla ngoba uzathola ukuthi nxa wonke umuntu esekwanisa ukuthi athathe thengi okungapha ngale kubulala imisebenzi kubulala iprojection kuba ne-less demand for those things ezekhaya and also kuyabenefita the few abavele belezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuthi bephume baye emazweni but i-majority of Zimbabwean ordinary Zimbabwean citizens akubasizi ngalutho njalo the other thing bona laba abalezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuventure into that ukuthi behambe emazweni bethenga izinto still umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthenga into siyababona la ngiyakwanisa ukuthenga into mina e-100 pula which is something like $10 maybe or $9 of which nxa ngifika ekhaya I can sell that thing for $20 akula muntu okwanisa ukuthi angicontrole but still bona basekhaya ngiyabe mbabulele akubabenefithi kangako kuyinto kwangikhona I believe ukuthi uhulumende kumele abuye ne-solution ezabenefithi abantu not the few that are able.
Yes, ngiyakuzwa wena ngokwakho ungumabhebhe nje ubona ngazani kuya kunceda ngani.
Mina kwi-advantage only ekuthini in the short term I can easily buy things rand ngigijime mbahambisele ebulawayo but in the long term akukhona vele i-solution ya
kumele i-solution ibe ikuyi njengoba selivunyelwa bekuthi lithenge i-flower lithenge amajarini lithenge i-toothpaste khona
bacacile njalo babaduka ukuthi is just for 6 months so mina I believe ukuthi whatever solution abangayilethi ebantwini kumele ibe beyond that 6 months bona they have ukunanzelela ukuthi ezinye izinqumo abayele zithatha ziyalimaza abantu and they have to come up with policies bebona ukuthi umnotho bawenza njani ukuze i-solution abayilethe ebantwini i-accommodate abantu not the few individuals njalo izinto zangikhona kuhlezi kungokwesikhathinyana sekuyintrojelokhu ngokwesikhathinyana sekuyintrojuse lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana kukhani ngani abala long term solution for all
kodwa uhulumende uthi uyazama sibili maphepha uthi uyazama kunye okumangalisayo kuyalizamela
i-problem babadube uhulumende ukutsho ngakho ukuthi uyazama xa usuke uhlanganisa le reality thina esiyibonayo it really runs parallel urhulumente akumelanga asitele ukuthi uyazama kumele sibone ukuthi hayi kodwa laphana uyazama but as we are seeing izinto baya-anawunsa lapho ukuthi hayi umnotho uyasukuma but nxa ukhangela i-reality imali yabiwa every day, izinto zikhwela every day, impilo lokhu isiba worse than before, nomlomo bazama but action ways akula kuzama.
Akum-advise uhulumeni nxa kuthi wena ungazibamba sinto esidukeni kuthiwa nguwe usungumongameli iwezimbabwe
nxa ngingaba ngumongameli okokuqala mina ngizathi I think abantu abaku-decision making vele in the first place kumele nxa umntu eyipolitician kumbe ukucabinet minister kumbe wenzana nje kabathiyane lokuba ngo-business person ngoba okusalayo ipolicy loba imbi for the people as long as i-advantage business yakho babadube wena useparliament uzokuphasisa ukhangelele i-business is either you are a business person or uphethe isikhundla ngale enokhuzeleka ubusweni kwelizwe so khona lapho that is the first thing I will do i-politician either i-politician nxa uku-decision making kuza kukhama phela ukuthi wenzeni uzagcina usibangisela lanxa ungayisilo ngoba ukhangelela ukuthi uprojekthi yakho i-business lanxa ulimaza uzulu number one number two uhulumende kayekele ukusela i-corruption yesibulalayo the resources are there abantu bayatshontsha i-gold imali yasimagwa i-1 kg uzothwala utholakale e-airport mangaki angatholakalanga or futhi that 1 kg nxa ehanjiswa e-reserve bank kubhenefitha abantu abaningi izimali okuthiwa ziyadisappear ziningi kakhulu izimali ezingekho unaccounted for ziningi kakhulu uhulumende akayekele ukusela uhulumende akathembeki I think khonokho nje singaqalisela khonapho okunye futhi bona bathi they are being incapacitated by ama-sanctions abakwanisi ukutrade kuhle on an international level kabakwanisi ngoba vele akula mntu ongaphila enguye yedwa sonke siyabadinga omakhelwane labangani kwezomnotho anje so labo abazame uku-approach abantu ababafakela ama-sanctions bezame ukuthi somewhere somehow they meet the mentioned conditions ukwenzela ukuthi labo bencediseke but ngenxa yokuthi lawo ma-sanctions athinta ordinary people bona they don't care khathesi umntu akamgaba useSingapore so kuyini okungabenza ukuthi betshintshe bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa begula baya ngathi nxa beswele ukudla baya ngathi so I think ngenxa yokuthi ngukulumente njongelasihlelo abanani lokuthi ama-sanctions akhutshwe but ngabe bale bayafisa mpela ukuthi izinto kube le turn around I believe ukuthi that is ZANU-PF government kuningi engakwenza
mazvinzwira kubva kune mumwe wevadare
vatiinaye
ndandichitaura kuti vanhu vateereri vazvinzwira kubva kune mudare watiinaye ari kuBotswana vakataura zvimwe chete nezvandambotaura pandandichipira chirongwa ichi kuti hongu zvinhu zvakanaka kune vanenge vaine mari dzavo asi vasina mari vanenge vachimirira kuti vanga vachitenga zvinenge zvapinzwa kubva kunze kwenyika vanenge vachizotengeserwa nemutengo uri pamusoro ndo zvimwe chete zvichitaurwa naamai avo kuti hongu zvinogona kubatsira asi zvichaita kuti mitengo yezvinhu zvinenge zvichipinzwa munyika izvo zvinge zvichitengeswa nemari iri pamusoro zvimwe chetewo nekutyirwa kuti zvinogona kukanganisa kana kuuraya makambani emunyika Gibbs.
Yes, what Chetty Vipo was saying is that only people in the diaspora will benefit and the majority of people in Zimbabwe won't benefit at all. She said, you know, foreign currency is an issue here. How many people in the villages do have foreign currency? So she says, even local industries may collapse because if there is this importation of so many goods from other countries, this is going to have a negative effect on the production levels in Zimbabwe. She says at the same time, this will fuel the devaluation of the Zimbabwe dollar. And so she says a government should actually come out with long-term solutions and not these piecemeal measures. And she says, she also says, the reality is that the Zimbabwe bond is useless now. So the government should come out clean on this because she's saying, you know what, people are being fooled. People are being told lies all the time. And coming out with such kind of programs is not productive at all. So there is a lot that Ketwe said. At the same time, she said politicians must stick to politics and forget about business, you know. And lastly, she talked about corruption. She says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. So, Tonga, we are joined by several guests right now. We've got Dr. Simama Vaza of ZANU-PF is based in London. Go ahead, Tonga.
Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jonga, and welcome, listeners.
Thank you so much. Maybe I can start by throwing my question in English for the benefit of all our listeners, both languages. What's your take on this measure by the government, or these measures by the government to lift the import duty and allow Zimbabweans to bring in commodities?
This is a very good measure. If we if we're listening from what the ministry said, the finance ministry lifted with immediate effect the duty on basic commodities. And this is a measure which is only done for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And they've said it clearly, this is for 6 months. And there are reasons for that. Number one, things have just gone skyrocketing. Things have gone so high in prices. Food had gone up 100-200% increment in basic food. So that whether you have foreign currency or you don't, every Zimbabwean was suffering from the wages people back home were capitalizing on them being the only ones with the monopoly of producing the basic products. So by lifting the ban and allowing everybody to go and buy wherever you can buy it and bring it home, sell it or eat it, what happens in this scenario, we flood the market with food. When the market is flooded with food, it becomes cheaper. So when the supply is in surplus, it becomes cheaper. So it's not correct to say only guys in diaspora will benefit. No, people in diaspora, they eat in diaspora. People at home, they eat at home. So there is no benefit on one side here. What simply happens is everybody, whether you have got the foreign currency or you don't, at the end of a month or so, there will be surplus of food on the market. And when that happens, it pushes the prices down. And that's the only way to get the prices down. Mm-hmm. We cannot put a price control in this situation.
But has failed before. But Dr. Mavaza, before we go to other guests, the government is trying frantically to make sure that manufacturing gets on its on feet in Zimbabwe. By bringing these commodities, as you are saying, that they will flood the market, is it not killing the manufacturing sector?
No, it is not. This is a temporary measure. It will be for 6 months, number one. Number two, the manufacturing structures of home, it's not only the basic commodities. There are a lot of things we are manufacturing. Those are not affected. We are talking about what brings food on the table. We are talking about the issue of the stomach. For people not to starve, let us allow food to come home as much as we can, and those people can buy, and they have a choice of buying foreign made food or they want to buy locally made food. Either way, it's up to the people to choose what they want from the market. So it does not affect the producers at all. They continue producing, and now they know that they cannot continue raising up their prices at will. They will have to be controlled by the prices of the commodities coming in now. But at the end of the day, every other person benefits from this scenario.
Thank you very much. And now we're joined by two other guests. That is Mr. Bernard Belize Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist. Let's start with you, Baba Ndlovu. So here, I think you can hear what Mr. Dr. Mavaza is saying. So what's your take on, you know, this move by the government?
Thanks, Dube. Look, it takes me back to the village. My opinion is that it's a survival strategy. It's going to open the whole space to a lot of things. Of course, the difficulty on the part of the local manufacturer. So it's not correct, in my opinion, for Dr. Mavaza to say that it's not going to affect the local manufacturer. It's like, you know, in the village, when we grew up, and you would get told by your parents that you cannot eat, you know, food from certain neighbors. What we see now, Dr. Mavaza, is a situation whereby your father says to you, look, now you can eat because we need to survive. But what does it expose the kids to? If there is fear that there is witchcraft in some homesteads, it means that the parent is now saying, look, go ahead and eat because we need to survive. So I think my emphasis is the fact that there are dangers that come with that. But understandably, we have been become a partner state, we are in danger of collapsing as a nation. So it's understandable that a government would then come in with such standard measures that show that we have come to a 100% point of survival, where people's welfare, where businesses' welfare, those who are contributing to the economy, are put at risk. It is indeed not correct to think that the local manufacturer is not affected.
Yes,
I think kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi manje ekhaso ikati selilala eziko akula mlilo ngoba kusaphekwa ubaba bese sitshela hayi bantu bami selingadla ngale mzini engafuna ukukhuluma iqiniso ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi lapha sesisenkingeni futhi inkinga ikhona sobala and kungenzeka ukuthi bafa abantwana ngoba ifukuliqiniso ukuthi kuyaloywa ulowo muzi lokuthi okungadliwa khona ngezinye indlela lapha abasebenza besenza izinto zabo ku-manufacturing yekhaya bazolahlekelwa ngoba abasemaphandleni bazothumeza ukudla mpela kugcwale ekhaya ngapha sithola ngentengo engani iyehlile so labazobethengisa bona ngamakhosi abo awakhona ngale khaya ama-manufacturers bazogcina nje sebesime ezitaladeni bethengisa izinto abantu sebelapho ukudla ezidina kuvela emazweni.
Yes, kalubambe khonapho-ke Ndlovu ungayikatshana silo ubaba-ke uSipho Ngulube kwakede jonga nangusipho.
Yebo baba, uthini baba Ngulube?
Sanibonani bakithi.
Yes,
sile crisis ekhaya. Singananzeleli insuku zona ezimbili ezintathu. Kula ama-announcement amabili amathathu, key announcement enziwe nguhulumende. Sikhuluma ngokuvulwa kokungena kwempahla lokho kuvulwe nguhulumende. Kodwa kulokunye akwenzileyo okwemali ukuthi amabhenki asengeboleka imali abe kuvale kuli viki ephelileyo. Okwenze impahla zathatha ngoba amabhizinesi besewakhontrola imali bangayitholi emabhenki. Okwenze impahla zathatha abantu bakhiphe impahla emashelfini. So kunokuthi alungise into ezifana lalezo. Yena uya-announce ukuthi sekuvuliwe abantu ababuyele baye kweboleka amabhenki. Njalo nalika kudla siyakwazi vele ukuthi ukudla akukho eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi isimo seZimbabwe, economy yeZimbabwe yonke ifile. Ngiyezwa ukuba kuNdlovu ukuthi sizangena ku-crisis. Siku-crisis vela ayikwedlula nale. So uhulumende wethu lapha asipha khona ukuthi afuna ukuvuma ukuthi siku-crisis. Angaze avule kathesi athi uvula 6 months. Xa sikhuluma 6 months kuyabe sebevuneni nabantu phela ukudla kubiswa yisivuno esihle. Esisibonayo ku-chronic ku-media, ku-media yohulumende kuthiwa kulesivuno esihle. Xa kulesivuno esihle, yini osokusenza si-importe umuntu? Yindaba uhulumende engakhontroli ama-prizes kuphela kumakethe, ku-ground, abantu bathenge. Sithenge size sithenge nesawuto. Hayi, siku-crisis ebuhlungu. Ebuhlungu, uhulumende nje kavuma ukuthi sehlekile. Njalo uhulumende wethu kadinga abantu abaku-field, abaku-mandatory, bamu-advise, hayi ukuthi a-dictator from a state house. Kube lama-advisors, abantu abavele beku-field, abaku-ground, abazukusebenza ku-grain marketing, abaku-marketing zonke indawo abasebenza kizo. Bamtshela uhulumende ukuthi okuhluphayo yilokho. Hayi ukuthi enze nje ama-announcements without ama-advisors, ngoba akhona ama-advisors asazi ukuthi kanjani.
Siyamuzwa kakhulu-ke ubaba uSipho Ngulube uthi what he's saying is that the government is most probably panicking because of his first announcement that banks should not lend money to people like Jonga and companies, So at the end of the day, he says what the government did was wrong, but they've since reversed that. But he says the damage has been done because people would throw their goods from the shelves. Mm-hmm. So now we are joined by Mr. Umfundisi Richard Moyo. Welcome to the program.
Regaindi ku kwase mose ndiyani bingelela ngizi ndi matekwana ndavudi. I want to say some of things I want to agree with Ms. Mavaza. Because if we see the situation in our country, Zimbabwe, you need a lot of help for the people. You try to make everything better. That's why That's why they try to say, let's see people living outside of the country. You buy the stuff to bring back home without duty. Don't know if it's not Zimbabwe, Iendemberi, Nikai Kwedu, Yafane, who was piping a shifuri one for a cinema bully machine, put him for a pain of the speaker, Inosika, Yapeda, Saka, Zumizumis, and Jonas Sukuti, a name in Zira, Snoguna, Ubasira Siku, Tower of Power, Nukuti, Utsagazano, Utsagazano, a Kanziko Finima, a Utsaga Utani Mari, a Saka, a Regai, 200 Saka, waiting of Sakafanes also. Karikari, Sikapesa, Zay, Banwa, Bakumu Shoko, as his name of food, which are a Tuku Bajara, Mawe, Matisakawan, Dani, Kunzava, Bajasaka, Bazabano, Sakataku, Nazaku, Sinotirati, the Wojeshua, Simiro, Chiupenu, Winiki, Zimbabwe, Sinakumira Rakanaka, Sinoguro, Daimari, Akatibasira. I think it's not going to go back to the food to Masua.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Moyo. But looking on the other side, can I start starting with you, Mfundisi Moyo? Imi muri kunze kwenyika muri South Africa. Tinoona kuti mazuva apera vanhu vari kunze kwenyika zvikuru muSouth Africa maamuchita dambudziko rekuti mutumire zvinhu kumushana namalaicha zvichitorwa pamabhazi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Izvi zvakurerukira izvakadii?
Bafara zvikuru, bafara nazo, zvinhu zvachifadza zvikuru nokuti vanhu vaitambudzika zvishuwa, vanhu vaipedzera vachisimagila zvinhu zvichibude, saka zvinhu zvinoratidza zvinhu zvakanaka. Asize pamashure apo tatichiona zvazvichibatsira futi kunyika kuZimbabwe kuti zvakachitengeka zvakanaka nenzira yakanaka, but zvine yekukwira kwakazoita mitengo, vari kunzewo kunyikawo vakuwanawo mabhenefiti, vakubatsirika kuti vaona malaisha kuti vaendese kumusha, but still. Zvino zvachiri nekusouth Africa kuno zvai zvakutodhura more, zvakudhura more and more. Like mafuta akutiitawo matwani, taitoti kuZimbabwe kutori nani, tichiona maprize angati ataiona kuZimbabwe, takutarisa pari zvino. Asi I hope kuti vari kuno kuwesana malaisha vari kuita mhururu, vari kupembera nechitiko ichi chakaisa government.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda Mfundisi Gibbs.
Yes, I want to give full respect to the people who are in the. Just bring in Dr. Mavaza before we go to the other two guests. Dr. Mavaza, I think you are hearing what many people are saying here. You have the lady from in Botswana saying, you know, basically, this is only for the elite, nothing else. I think it was also said by Pegelis of Penalty in Globo and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. So they are saying at the end of the day, this won't benefit a lot of people. There's no one who has stolen cars every day in the villages there, according to them. What's your take on that?
The problem they don't understand is that when the products come to Zimbabwe, they will not be sold in foreign currency. They'll sell you, they'll be sold in local currency at the rate where it's going on that particular day. Which means, and what we are saying is, when these products are now in Zimbabwe, and there are a lot of them coming, the prices will be forced to go down. So it is not, it's a proper misunderstanding of what will happen, which our sister Bebe and my brother Ngulube, they are swimming in serious confusion. The issue of the nature of the matter here is, yes, we agree, there is a crisis. That's why the government is to come with these measures. Measures are brought up to cover crisis. So we are not saying there's no crisis. There is a crisis. So that is admitted. Secondly, this crisis has not been caused by the government. It has been caused by those entrepreneurs who are actually withholding the products in order to raise prices. They are not put. They are not feeding the shops with the products. They are not producing much. They are holding things into their shops, into their companies, so that the prices can go up. And that is a pure sabotage. And this is an economic sabotage being done by these industrialists and some other companies. But I need us to understand one point. This suspension on duty is only on the things which deals with the issue of the stomach and the mouth, food on the table. It's not talking about the cars. It's not talking about other products. Other companies, other products which can make the economy run, they are not affected. They have to go the same way it has been. The new laws are being organized now so that when we start, by next starting of Monday or Tuesday, it will be in full force. You can bring your food. You can buy food for your family. It cannot be impounded. If it's more than a certain amount, you pay duty as per the rules of the Ministry of Finance. So in other words, in short, here are Gibbs. People don't want anything good. If the government does anything good, you'll find the people who come up and say, oh, the government is doing good, it has failed. The fact that there's a measure which has been put in place, it means we have not failed as a government. We have come up with a measure. And that measure, we are saying, it has tested and proved measure in so many areas. The moment you flood the market with products, the product becomes cheaper. And what we need at the end of the day is to make sure the products are cheaper for our people. So this is the best thing which has happened to the country, and people must celebrate and thank the government for this. And furthermore, in conclusion, Gibbs, I don't understand why my sister Bebe and my brother Gulube would think that this will benefit guys in diaspora. Guys in diaspora, when they buy food for their parents back home, it benefits the parents back home, not the guys in diaspora. And when the parents get the food, a lot of it from their children abroad, they end up selling at a cheaper price to their neighbors who do not have children abroad. But that's not the only way of market. That's not the only market outlet. There are shops. The shops will be flooded with food. And we are saying, wherever the food comes from, let me respond to my other brother, I forgot his name, who says, he gave an example of witchcraft, and says, we are simply saying to the guys, eat, because you are hungry. Even if,
that's Mr. Bernard, yes.
Yes. So, Pastor Love, in response to him, the food which is being allowed to come home, the products are the ones which have passed the test of good standard in their countries. They are not bringing food which is unconsumable.
I think what you are saying is, he was not literally saying that food has got poison. But you are saying it's like the government forcing people to take poison. You know, like that way, you know? Not that he said the food is contaminated. No.
That's why my argument is there is no forcing of taking poison when we are asking you to eat. We are simply saying if you cannot afford the locally made food and if it's not present in the shop, buy the foreign.
Hold on, Dr. Mavasa. Let's not go too far. Mr. Pegilizwe, Bernard Love. Here you are. Can I tell him exactly what you say and then react to what he's saying right now? Mr. Love. So I think Mr. Love has been cut off a bit there. No, I think his network was giving us a bit of showers there. So let's bring in Ubabu Ungulube, since you also said something about Mr. Ungulube. So Ubabu
Ubabu Manda, it's a government. It's not a man-made. I'm sure it's a man-made. It's a government-made crisis. It's a government-made crisis. And in my city, Chilala passes a flat in market in Ogusha. Abantu was a flat in market in Ogusha. But I'm out here in Ogusha. I'm about to go. We have purchased. We purchase. You spend. So you can't buy here. We purchase. You buy the Malaysia and then you go and sell food. At a cheaper price. You have to, in our business, you have to put a profit here. So now we take it from a transfer, you see a fear car, obviously, there's a higher price. Then we take Abantu by a benefit. Yes, the South of Tengala. Of course, it was a benefit, I mean, no amount. But Umuntu or Sevenza, who teach or Sevenza car, is social Sevenza car. Can they afford? They can't afford. Even if you say rate of the day, the rate of the day, $300 something. 300 something is almost a third of his salary that teacher. uthenga nje cooking oil ye 100 something rand cooking oil. So mina ngayithenga ngaba 100 something rand ngaphinda ngafaka i20 rand yokuyiphathisa. Isi 150 2 liters. That makes common sense. Angazi kumbe ubuzwa njani ubaba.
Yeah, so ke akufaki futhi ngesikhiwa nje umthandi pokuthi cha.
Hey, what I'm saying to me, if this man is saying we are buying food from foreign countries, if we have to buy food, we have to send it home. We have to pay cost of sending it home. So we can't buy food here and go and give it away at a cheaper price at home. You have to put your buying price, your price of delivering, plus your leafy profit. So that price will go up. And to for him to say everyone is going to benefit, it's not everyone who are going to benefit. We are working in South Africa, we are buying food in South Africa already. We are going to benefit for those 6 months. But an ordinary Zimbabwean who's working, a soldier working in Zimbabwe, a teacher, all the seven, if they're going to buy that bottle of cooking oil at 150, let's say the price of the rate on the street is 300. Is going to buy the 300 Zim dollars, which is about 3/3 of his salary already, for buying just 2 liters of cooking oil. What about his transport going to work? The other cost of his life throughout the month. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, Chonga, ngena kona poko mfowethu.
Yes, thank you so much, Gibbs. Sure, ndanzwa mashoko ari kutaurwa na vangu luwe ne mashoko ataurwa ne vamwe vatauri. They are all saying the same thing, that yes, this may be good for short term, but in the long run it is going to affect a lot of people, because one, those who bring in goods from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, wherever outside the country for resale, they will put a large markup for them to make profit, because they pay Amalaja. And also they need to make profit out of that. And at the same time, the local industries, they are going to be affected. Because if I can just walk out of my house and buy toothpaste on the street, why go to the supermarket? That's another thing. Let's hear from Mufundisi Moya.
Yeah, that is true. But sometimes it's not good at all. If you remember, the people in Zimbabwe, the way he's struggling to get money to buy it in the south, like other people say, it's very difficult, especially the people in rural area. You are suffering. Saka zvinhu zvakangokosha kuti dzimwe nguva tichitarisa vanhu kunze kwenyika vakawanda vanobatsirawo vari kumusha vari kumaruzevha uko, kuti vanhu vakawanda vekumaruzevha vanotorarama nekuda kwevanhu South Africa. If you remember, many people living outside of the country, he send money with the Mukoro and other stuff there. So, Saka zvinhu zvakafana izvizvi zviri kuzama kuitwa negovernment. Iyo pachayo, iri vari kutoona kuti zvichiwa apa, takundikana. Saka zviri nani kuti vanhu vose vangozama. Nekuti mukati menyika yeZimbabwe, zvinoratidza vachiona kuti mari hamuna, vari kuzama nenzira dzose. Kana muchiona vanhu vachikwidza mitengo, siri vanhu vakawanda vachema ndichiti kuti kafanani chichi kuti sei vadero. Iyi ingori nhau yandakaona yekufikisa inyaya yekufikisa vakakwidza mitengo kuti katikanai zvoita sekutiwo nesuwo vari kunze kwenyika tobva tafara nazvo. But still zvinhu zvinorwadza futi kana uchienda kuZimbabwe mapurisa vakafana namalaicha, each and every road block you pay money so and so until up to border there. Mozi mapurisa anonga todo mari zhinji kumatogeti papi na papi kana sikwa futi kuna zima TIP anonga chidura kuti mota ideclare kodwa futi lot of money. So saka zvakafana izvozvo, sometimes it's gonna help, but sometimes it won't help. So I think the people of Zimbabwe, it's time to unite and ask God to help us. Mozi, now look, 42 years people of Zimbabwe are suffering. You try to live a best. Even if some people will say, people of Zimbabwe, hey, tinona mata zvakanyanya. Say, why Mwari wenyu asinga kunzwi? Saka zvinhu zviri kutitambudza. Ndinoda kukutaurira kuti yava nguva yekuti vanhu veZimbabwe, nyika yedu iri kuzama nepainogona napo, vari kuzama kuzama kwavo kwaratidza kuti kuda Mwari nekuti Jehovha mwari ndembasiri pazvose kana pasina izvozvo nekuti zvakufana mukadzi yako kumuna madzimambo tu wakachiva kuna mambo kuti paita nzara vabika mwana womwe mukadzi vakazoti umwe asi mambo ana kuvaterera kudzamai yeshe azoprofita nenguva yakati upfu wakasiratiswa nemashoma shoma saka nyika yedu yezimbabwe inongoda rukukurwa mwari nekuti zvo zviri kuzamiwa vari kuzama kuita zvose nenzira vanogora nawo kumhanya apo naapo kana kunga kukwereta but zvose izvozvo hazvisi kubatsira
So what Trust is saying, Joga, is that, you know, the situation is bad on the ground. If you look at the way they send goods to Zimbabwe, they use malaitas. And at the end of the day, they don't they benefit mostly because sometimes these goods vanish at border posts where they are impounded. So he's saying that, you know, the government needs to be serious about some of these things. So maybe we can bring in
Now that gives because of the measure has been lifted, it means the goods won't be impounded.
Yeah. So talk to Dr. Mavaza.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza. Manzwa rashita urwane vamwe izvo vari kuchema kuti zvinogona kuti hongu tanzi tipinze zvinhu munyika asi zvinongoramba zvichitorwa.
Chekutanga ndechekuti nekuti pane mvumo yekunzi zvinhu ngazvichipinda munyika saka hakuna chichatorwa unobvunzwa kupinda nacho and hauna kana proof yekuti wapinda nacho sei nekuti hapana you don't declare it, you don't pay duty unongopinda nazvo ndozvazvinoreva saka hakuna anenge achakutorerai tambudziko ratinaro tine vanhu vajaira kungobhadhara choko muhomwe kuti huori hupere haungopedzwa nemapurisa ega unopedzwa neni newe iwo kana mokubhadhira mupurisa anenge akumbira chioko muhomwe unofanira kumhangarirawo kumapurisa makuru vanosungwa imwe dambudziko randaona apa baba Jonga ndezvekuti vakuru vangulube na vamoyo havasi kutwisisa dambudziko rimwe chete. Vari kutarisa munhu mumwe chete anenge auya nechikafu chake kubva kuSouth Africa oisa petunhu ozoita sechozodhura. Isi totarisa vanhu vanenge vane mashopu avo vatora chikafu chakawanda chekutengesa. Mari yepeturu nemari yekufamba munzira yese iyaya inokadziwa nemari yaachazotengesa. Saka maprize avo haazokwira semunhu atora chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete. Ukatenga chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete chinogona kukudhurira kana vakuzviita into account macost anenge ari. Asi ukatora chikafu chekutengesa watobva nacho chakawanda nekuti hausikurambidzwa. Saka unenge une maprofits akawanda. Chepinda ndingotsanangura in short kuti chii chakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika. Chekutanga nechirungu vajoka maadvantages of imported cooking food. Kana zvakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika ndechekuti number one, the food is cheaper. Tisanyeberanzi, Zimbabwe iri kushandisa US dollar. US dollar rimwe chete rine simba rakawanda kupfuura rand. Saka ukatenga chikafu 100 rand kuzimbabwe Africa chinenge chachienda kana kuti 10 rand chinenge chaita kana kuti less price kuzimbabwe inenge kana 10 cents chaiyo because inenge iri 80 US dollar. Chepiri, chikafu chichiri cheaper kuimportwa kune nyika yachinogadzirwa. In other words, it's cheaper to import the food from its production country to a country which does not produce it. And again, it's better quality. At this point, it's better quality. But there is a better quality of food because it is a true test, it is a true quality assessment. And it's good for the environment. We can talk about it for a long time. And there is more variety of food. Inenge yakuunzwa nekubvumidzwa chikafu chipinde munyika. Uye the food importing create economic opportunities. Takwanira mabasa vana malaicha, madriver emakombi, vanobatsira kutakura kubva maboda. Create employment only more than the important stop. There is a lot of employment creation. Because there are so many benefits of importing chikafu kubva kune dzimwe nyika. Uyezve
It seems Dr. Mavaza is a little bit shocked about what you're saying. Let him come in right now.
Professionals, we have got people who are educated in Zimbabwe, but they are running away. They are not allowed to work in their country. So if he's telling us now importing food will create jobs, that's a joke of the year. If he's telling us we have to import minimum salt, we're importing better minimum. But at the same time, the same government is advising people to go to the land and farm. So where is that maize we are farming, where we are harvesting, going to? We have to take that maize and feed the cattle if there is any of that maize. Because we are going to eat the quality maize from neighboring countries. So uhulumende ehlale sitabantu bathatha umhlaba balime. Xa belima labana abantu
umumba abawuvunayo bawuthengise ngapi usuza afide inkomo ngoba uthi owethu aso quality kuthoni kona lokho i-job creation ayisho yiphi ayibala ukuthi ba-create umsebenzi ngokuthi babulala ama-industry atho kulula ukuthi abantu basebenze ku-ground kuma-industry akithi bafide isizwe isawudo silithenge esitolo njengakudala isawudo elithenge e-Johannesburg isawudo liyakwazi ukuthi lisindonganani 10 kg elikuphisinye weight yayo uyifake emoteni ufake ipetro from Johannesburg to inkayi and then how much will going to cost.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu Ngulube, sesinobaba lapha singazi ukuthi ibizo lakhe mbani jonga kodwa ke kufacebook ubhale ukuthiwa nguchino timba akukhulume laye lapha.
Ye baba makadini.
Tino kapenye makadini.
Tino wapenye. Munogona kuswededza kamera yenyu kure nemi zvishoma kuti tione chiso chenyu tiri kungoona ziso rimwe chete. Ndofungai zvei zvaita.
Alright.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri muno muzangu muNamibia.
MuNamibia. Ndaona muchizunza musoro pane zviri kutaurwa nevamwe. Hamene muda kutaura nechirungu here kuti vamwe vese vanzwe vari pachirongwa chino kana kuti modi.
Yes, let me use English. I speak English and Shona. You know, one thing that is so painful is that we have political leaders who have tested power, and whenever they make mistake, they stand to defend what is wrong. Surely, how can a man come in on this platform and utter such statements that they are creating jobs by allowing suffering people who are earning RTGS, which is less than $200, most of the civil servants, that we are creating employment and those people will benefit. How do you expect a person with $200 who is a civil servant to benefit to buy a meaningful grocery? How? It's impossible. These guys, they need to zero down to the reality and say, surely, Mr. Mangujga and Professor Ngube, they have failed to run the economy because whatever they are doing, look at how they are changing statutory instruments. Midnight, you go online, you see a new statutory instrument at 12 midnight, and you expect such person to be a professor who can resuscitate the economy with new ideas. And this gentleman, I don't know his name, who is saying they are creating employment. Surely, my grandmother, who is in the rural areas, has just $1 for the grinding mill machine. How do you expect such person to benefit? They are saying people who are in the diaspora will send food. But they are denying the same people the right to vote. What does that mean? You know, we have reached a stage whereby we are being led by people who have this political hegemony, who thinks that there is no one who should challenge their decisions. I appeal to ZANU-PF and its leadership to say they have done their part. Let them allow new people to come in. This thing of continuously rigging elections and expect the economy to go further than where they have rigged it to, it does not work. Look at the industries, local manufacturers, they've closed. And now they are trying to promote South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, and surrounding countries' market. If we are buying basic needs from South Africa, whose GDP is growing, who is benefiting in terms of the economy? Isn't it those the neighboring countries? And at the same time, we are seeing that the government is refusing to adopt the US dollar. And now they are saying, go and buy outside. And but this gentleman is coming here to say, no, the government is trying to help people. Helping with what? How can you get, you are earning RTGS? And that RTGS is very, it has no power.
Maybe one quick question. One quick question. You said your name and surname before I post.
Yeah, no, you can call me Chino Timba. It's fine. I'm from Boera.
Okay, so Mr. Chino Timba, what's the way forward? What's the way forward here? Just
the way forward is to make sure that they bring US dollar, because US dollar will stabilize the economy. Even those local manufacturers, local people who are producing
basic commodities. They want the hard currency. They want strong currency to import machinery and other things. Because RTG is very, very volatile. I think it's just useless. So there is no way they can continue to say, buy outside, buy wherever. Let them bring US dollar and then the economy will stabilize. There is no one who can go and import food that is used US dollar in circulation. Mr. Mtulinyume and Mr. Mangujika should come to their senses together with their bosses, Comrade Mnangagwa.
Thank you very much, Jonga. Maybe you've got a question to pose to him.
Yeah. Ndazwa vari kutaura zvimwe chete zvavzvinyanyo taurwa nevamwe vakaita savana vangulube namzvare bebe nava bekilizwe zvimwe chete zvavanga vachingotaura asi tichitarisawo nerimwe ruti vachinotimba hazvibatsire here nguva diki iyo 6 months ya pure grace period kuti maindustry ari munyika anga achikwanisa kuunganidza zvinhu zvinozokwanisa kuti zvinge zvichitora nguva zvitengeswa zviri pamasherufu panguva iyoyo pamwe chetewo nekurerutsira vanenge vachikwanisa kuzviwana zviri kubva kunze izvo zvichiuya munyika zvakachipa nokuti tinoona kuti vemaindastry vari kuti dambudziko rinoita kuti vasanyanyogadzira zvinhu zvakawanda nderekuti mishina yavari kushandisa or let me put it in English, their machines, they are obsolete, they are old, and it's expensive to maintain them. And they cannot beat the production that is like happening in other countries where they have modern machinery. And also, the six-month period may give these local producers time to stock up.
Vari kutenga raw materials from outside the country. Vari kutenga raw materials kunze kwenyika. Saka kuti vatenge vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira zvotengeswa mu local market. Vowana mari. Handiti maona ndo zvinoita economy. Kana uchi uine ngatiti uri kugadzira sipo. Wonziwa kugadzira sipo for 6 months usingatengese vashandi unovapei. Iye zvino mukatarisa magetsi, load shedding haichabatsiri, haichataure nezvayo. Kungodzima anoya midnight. Vanhu yavo production means hapana. Hurumende haisisina zano yapererwa. Unoti munhu ngaagadzire zvinhu 6 months. Ko mari yacho inenge ichibhepi. Handiti vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira votengesa immediately kuti vawane mari. Zvino kana mukatini tiri kuvapa mukana wekuti vagadzire vachiunganidza. Zvoreva here kuti vashandi havatambire. Zvoreva here kuti magetsi havachabhadhare mabills, mafixed costs havachabhadhara.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chinotimba. Let's bring in Dr. Mavaza for a few seconds that are remaining right now so to hear his defense on what this gentleman is saying. Hey, Dr. Mavaza, one minute.
The problem with that guy who does not have a name and called himself Chinotimba is that you cannot start by attacking government over a problem which has been caused by the industrialists. Number two, it is naive of anybody to believe that there is no employment created by exporting food. The driver is employed. The guy who does the loading is employed. The guy who does the carrying is employed. The shopkeeper is employed. We must understand as soon, Mr. Ngulube, as soon as a business starts operating internationally, there are many additional advantages and factors which can have a huge impact on success of the business, on the economy of the country, and on the variety of the food being brought in there. It is naive to believe that nothing will change by this. And let me tell you, the changes have been only made for 6 months. The reason why 6 months is simply because we want to come around the problem and have our own food and make our own food. We are not saying our food is bad. We are saying we've got quality coming. When we say quality is coming, we are saying the quality now can compete with our quality. And people can make a choice on two different qualities. It does not mean that ours is inferior in any way. It simply means it has got an equal right and equal partner who is competing with them on the market. So in short, this country is endowed with some specific resources. We are not in another country. And those resources are made into food in a different way. So when we get those things together, we are not saying our country is less. We are simply saying...
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. You are remaining with only 1 second. Thank you so much. we wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simbama Vaza of ZANU PF, also Mr. Izbekelizwe Bernard Ndlovu, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, and we also had Mr. Chino Timba here, who is in Namibia. So thank you so much to everyone who joined the show today. And signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kandemiri, nishitumura nifakana kawa tereri.